A proposed rule from the U.S. Postal Service could have major implications for who gets to vote by mail, including in Wisconsin. It's Wednesday, June 3rd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Glad you're here on this Wednesday. Coming up on the show today, a former government building in Madison has been sold in hopes of bringing Amtrak to the city. And we'll hear about some new rules that recently went into effect for ATV and UTV riders in Wisconsin.
Will everybody do it? Absolutely not. Does everybody wear the seatbelts in the car? No. But that doesn't mean you stop trying.
Stay with us.
There's a certain spirit about being a Wisconsinite.
On Wisconsin Weekend, we celebrate that by exploring the stories that make the state special.
And we meet people doing interesting things who don't always make it into the headlines.
Connect with your Wisconsin community on Wisconsin Weekend.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10 on WPR News.
A proposed rule from the U.S. Postal Service would require big changes to voting by mail, including the creation of federal lists of who can use it. As Rich Kramer reports, Wisconsin elections officials say the changes are all but certain to face legal challenges.
The rule proposal published Tuesday calls for the creation of a mail-in and absentee participation list that's never been used before. It stems from President Donald Trump's March executive order explicitly directing the Postal Service not to send ballots to anyone that is not on the list. Wisconsin Elections Commission member Don Millis, who is a Republican, says he hasn't looked at the rule yet. He says the commission can't dwell on things that will likely be sussed out in court.
Because we know that the vast majority of proposals that come to us via either a lawsuit or an executive order or a rule change actually won't come to fruition because the courts typically intervene.
Democratic Elections Commission member Ann Jacobs told WPR it appears the rule would impede voting by mail. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Racine area man who requested absentee ballots on behalf of other people just to prove it could be done has been sentenced to probation, but no jail time. Harry Waite was convicted in March on charges of election fraud and identity theft. In October of 2022, he announced that he ordered absentee ballots on behalf of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Racine Mayor Corey Mason. Waite was found guilty of one felony and two misdemeanors. He could have faced up to 7 years in prison after being convicted, but prosecutors instead requested 90 days. He has been sentenced to 3 years of probation. Waite's attorney tells WPR that he will appeal. A state budget committee has agreed to sell a historic former office building in downtown Madison. As Sarah Lear reports, the structure is being eyed as the possible site of a future Amtrak station.
Wisconsin's Joint Committee on Finance voted to offload the former Department of Human Services building to Landmark Development for $10 million. The sale comes as Governor Tony Evers' administration works to consolidate state office space because of the rising popularity of remote work. The former DHS building is an Art Deco-style structure that overlooks Lake Monona near the state capitol. Landmark Development has suggested it could be repurposed for multiple uses, including as a potential Amtrak station. Madison has been without passenger rail service for decades. Amtrak's latest plans call for restoring that service to the city as part of a proposed extension that would add stops to a route that runs between Milwaukee and Chicago. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A climbing guide was killed in an accident at Devil's Lake State Park over the weekend. The guide, Baraboo resident Audrey Pelosi, died in what her obituary describes as a climbing accident on Saturday. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, emergency responders were called to an area near Hawk's Nest. That's a popular climbing spot in the park. The paper says Pelosi died despite life-saving efforts. A statement from the Friends of Devil's Lake State Park group called Pelosi an outdoor enthusiast, a kind soul, and a nature lover. The group said they were, quote, shocked and saddened by her death. A spokesperson for the Department of Natural Resources says the incident is still under investigation. Riders of all-terrain vehicles in Wisconsin are required to buckle up to ride off-road trails after a change in the rules. Avery Martinez says the change comes after one of the deadliest years on record for UTVs in the state of Wisconsin.
32 people died last year in UTV-ATV crashes in Wisconsin while not wearing seatbelts. But updated regulations, which went into effect June 1st, now require everyone inside a vehicle to wear them. But who enforces use? The Department of Natural Resources says regular patrols. Randy Harden of the Wisconsin ATV-UTV Association says enforcement starts with riders.
We really encourage this.
He says positive peer pressure saves lives.
Will everybody do it? Absolutely not. Does everybody wear the seatbelts in the car? No. But that doesn't mean you stop trying. And that's really what this effort is.
The new regulations also limit window tints and prohibit towing people behind vehicles. Avery Martinez, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a story from Wisconsin Life about growing up feeling different because of your hair. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is about the food.
Tacos.
Who doesn't love a taco?
Exactly.
Everybody says, oh, this tastes good. How do you season it? Oh, we can't tell you. Just eat some more.
I wish my lemonade would be so famous that I could just walk down a red carpet.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about self-love.
Feeling like you're different from your peers can have a big impact on your self-acceptance. But as Miriam Brabham of Green Bay tells us, a nurturing community helped her learn how to love her hair. She shares her story as part of the Home Is Here project, which amplifies the voices of the growing number of Black, Asian, Native American, and Hispanic residents who call northeastern Wisconsin home.
When I was young, I hated my hair. It spent most of its time tightly pulled into lopsided buns, surrounded by a halo of curly flyaways. In those early years, my curls were traumatized. They were dehydrated and unappreciated, and they were a visual reminder of what I didn't know and how I didn't fit in. As a multi-ethnic Black girl who was also a Messianic Jew, 9-year-old me saw my curls as yet another thing that othered me. At a North Chicago YMCA, I would watch the other girls after swim class with envy. Passing small combs through their wet, straight hair, they would sigh and huff as they started from the top of their heads and found resistance at the ends. These girls would finish detangling their whole head in 5 minutes. After swim class, I didn't have time to wash my thick hair. While the smell of Pantene and Suave filled the air, I used the water to help me gather my curls into an outstretched scrunchie. These rebellious curls, stinking of chlorine and a lack of information, would begin to clump together into impossible knots, almost as if they were so suffocated by the world that they coiled together for comfort. I hated my hair. It was time, effort, and a major contributor to my imposter syndrome collection. Not white enough, not Black enough, not Jewish enough, and yet too much. As I got older, the war with my hair became bitter. Temporary dyes, perms, and massive amounts of heat were met with split ends, chemical burns, and tension alopecia. Big chop after big chop left me at a shady hair braiding salon under the tracks on the north side of Chicago, where a woman used nail glue instead of hair glue and some overpriced box braids. Cutting out multiple braids, explaining why you shouldn't say good hair, and having monoracial people laugh at my ignorance left trauma residue all over my coils. The age of peace began when I started talking nice to my hair, instead of verbally berating it and subsequently myself. I learned so much about my hair while studying abroad in Botswana, Africa. The people were not shy or reserved in their comments and suggestions. They also didn't see me as separate from themselves. I just didn't know how to do my hair. The Botswana people taught me to love myself and my hair. I began to see my curls as an intrinsic part of myself. These curls can be playful springs that bounce in a sweet summer breeze. They can be strong, wide coils that keep the moisture to themselves and observe the world from scarves that set them on high. These curls can refuse to be tamed. They can go their own way, laughing at edge control and headbands alike. They can lay gently around my face. These curls define themselves and can easily change depending on the day and humidity. They have personality, and not shockingly, it's very similar to my own. So yes, there is trauma wrapped up in these curls, but like trauma in any of us, I am healing with love, time, and hair oil.
Miriam Brabham is a multicultural student success manager at UW Green Bay, and her story is part of the Home is Here project from the New News Lab, a local news collaboration in northeastern Wisconsin made up of six media organizations, including WPR and the Green Bay Press Gazette. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And we'll get a quick check of your forecast before letting you go on this Wednesday. Another nice day in store across Wisconsin today. Highs in the 70s and 80s with plenty of sunshine. Overnight, lows down into the 40s and 50s. A little bit of a chance for some light rain in northwestern Wisconsin tonight. Tomorrow, southeastern Wisconsin looking at some sunshine, but the rest of the state, a coin flip chance for some storms with highs in the 70s and 80s. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Really glad you could join us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.